KJAN Sports. Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, the Riverside Bulldogs picked up a Class 1A Region 2 playoff win Tuesday night at home over the Exira EHK Spartans in three straight games. The Bulldogs jumped out early in the first two sets and came on strong in the third, earning the sweep 25-12, 25-17, and 25-16. The Bulldogs used early runs in the first two games to grab control. In the third, the Spartans had the early edge. The Bulldogs used a 9-0 edge at the end of the set to secure the victory. Bulldogs head coach Michaela Schwarzkopf said her team played comfortable early in the match.
We definitely went out, started strong, and then we just handled them the entire night. The third set, we let off a little bit, but we definitely proved that refocusing, going after it, and it's our set.
Kenna Ford had 31 assists for the Bulldogs, and Jaden Achenbach led the offense with 14 kills. The third set rally was no surprise to Schwarzkopf because she said the team has played from behind most of the season.
We actually have played behind from almost every single game this year, so we are confident in our ability to come from behind and still take that win. Most of our wins from the season, we actually started down. Very rarely do we actually start ahead.
The Bulldogs improved to 24-12 with that win. They'll now host the Cam Cougars in the regional quarterfinals on Monday, and we'll have that match here on KJAN for you. Spartans end their season with a record of 6-23. In other matches last night in Class 1A Region 2, Woodbine swept 3 from Heartland Christian. West Harrison advanced with a 3-game sweep over Whiting. Boyer Valley won 3 out of 5 from Arwiva. Coon Rapids Bayard defeated Peyton Sherdan 3-1. Glidden Ralston over Audubon 3 in a row. And Cam defeated Orient Maxburg in 3 straight. In Class 1A Region 3, Bedford beat Essex 3 in a row. Lennox over Diagonal 3 straight. Lamoni swept 3 from Central Decatur. East Mills, a 3-2 win over Fremont Mills. East Union beat Mormon Trail in 3. Southwest Valley swept 3 from Murray, and Stanton defeated Griswold in 3 straight. Also in Class 2A play in Region 3, West Monona defeated Missouri Valley in 3 straight. AHSTW in Region 4 was a winner over Tri-Center 3-1. And a Region 5, West Central Valley beat Panorama 3-2. The winners all advancing with wins last night. Classes 3A, 4A, and 5A will have first-round volleyball playoff matches tonight around the state. All the matches get underway at 7 o'clock. Among the area matches tonight, Class 3A Region 3 Atlantic will be on the road at Red Oak this evening. We'll have that match for you here on the radio. Chris will have all the action. 7 o'clock is match time, and 6:50. He'll be on the air tonight to bring you that. Also in Region 3, Shenandoah is at Clarinda, Clark is at Creston, Saydell at Des Moines Christian. In Class 3A, Region 2, Greene County is at Kemper Catholic, Bishop Heelan is at OABCIG, Cherokee plays at Humboldt, and Southeast Valley is at Algona. In Class 4A, Region 1, Storm Lake is at Lamar's, Spencer at Denison. In 4A, Region 2, Harlan will host ADM, Winterset travels to Norwalk. In Class 5A, Region 2, Thomas Jefferson is at home to Sioux City West tonight. Well, the Washington Nationals have opened the World Series by stealing home field advantage from the Houston Astros. Juan Soto drove in 3 runs, and Max Scherzer provided a gritty effort on the mound as the Nationals held off the Astros 5-4. Soto delivered a solo homer and a 2-run double while the Nats were turning a 2-0 deficit into a 5-2 lead against Garrett Cole. Scherzer quickly fell behind when Yuli Gurriel lined a 2-run double with 2 out in the bottom of the first inning. The 3-time Cy Young Award winner needed 112 pitches to get through 5 innings, striking out 7 and allowing 5 hits and 3 walks. Ryan Zimmerman sparked Washington's comeback with a second-inning homer. Adam Eaton put the Nationals ahead to stay with a run-scoring single in the fifth inning, 2 batters before Soto widened their lead. George Springer made it a 1-run game with a seventh-inning homer and an RBI double in the eighth. Sean Doolittle protected the lead by getting the final out in the eighth inning, stranding Springer at second before picking up the save. Cole suffered his first loss in 26 starts since May 22nd against the Chicago White Sox. He entered the game 3-0 with a .4 earned run average in the postseason before surrendering 8 hits over 7 innings. Game 2 is set for tonight in Houston. The Astros look to Justin Verlander to help them tie up the series. Steven Strasburg will pitch for the Nationals. A struggling Iowa offense will be without its top receiver in Saturday's game at Northwestern. Brandon Smith suffered an ankle injury in a win over Purdue, and Coach Kirk Ferentz says he could be sidelined for up to a month.
It's taken one of our better threats off the field. So, that's part of football. We've gone through it already this season in a couple spots, and you just make adjustments and keep playing. That's the way it goes.
Smith has 33 receptions, including 4 touchdowns. He'll be replaced by redshirt freshman Tyrone Tracy.
Yeah, we got a good group of receivers, certainly better than we did 2 years ago and even a year ago. So, it just spreads it around a little bit more opportunity for the other players. And, you know, it's part of football. It's just everybody absorbing part of that loss.
Ferentz says Smith's absence won't change the Iowa offense.
I don't know that we're going to change our offense or, you know, tell Nate to look here more than there, that type of thing. So, you know, you kind of read out and take what the defense gives you. But I don't think you're seeing wholesale changes of one player down. I mean, we've had several guys go down now. We're just going to kind of, you know, absorb it and keep pushing forward.
Iowa's converted all 24 trips to the red zone. Ferentz says the problem is they're settling for too many field goals.
The trick now is to change that percentage. Happy to get field goals, and Keith is doing a great job. But, yeah, we'd like to change that percentage a little bit. But the first thing you got to do is get down there. But it's certainly better if you can get touchdowns. But, you know, you're playing teams that are good in red zone defense, too, and it makes it a little bit tougher.
The Northwestern offense has struggled in a 1-5 start, but Ferentz says the Wildcats remain a solid defensive team.
They don't give any easy or cheap, you know, defensively. It's just you have to earn every little bit that you get, and it's hard to do that offensively, to sustain drives like that against a team like that.
We'll have that game for you Saturday with a 9 o'clock pregame. 11 o'clock is kickoff from Evanston. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says the Cyclone offense has grown up during a three-game winning streak. The Cyclones are 5-2 and have averaged just over 40 points the last three games, heading into their game against Oklahoma State.
You're talking a true sophomore quarterback. You're talking about a running back position that's kind of still just sorting itself out, but now it's a true freshman. You're talking about really young wide receivers. And, you know, when you talk about that, you're going to have to grow. It's not going to just happen. And I think that's where, you know, that's part of the process of growing and building as a team.
Sophomore quarterback Brock Purdy leads an offense that's become one of the most prolific in the country.
The consistency that we've been able to have there has certainly allowed growth to occur. The other thing that's improved greatly is the offensive line. That has allowed growth to occur. And when those two things are set in stone, then you can build an offense.
Campbell says he'd like to see more consistency out of the kicking game.
Where I'm really proud is I think our special teams in general has taken some really positive strides through this season. I think the area for us that's still left out there is just the consistency in our kicking game, and you know, I feel like we're really close to that.
That game kicks off at 2:30 Saturday in Ames. Tom Brady will have another target Sunday against Cleveland after the New England Patriots acquired wide receiver Mohamed Sanu from Atlanta for a second-round draft pick in the 2020 NFL Draft. The 30-year-old Sanu has 33 receptions for 313 yards, but only one touchdown so far this season. The 49ers bolstered their receiving core, getting Emmanuel Sanders from the Broncos for third and fourth round draft picks in 2020 and a fifth rounder in 2021. Hall of Fame cornerback Willie Brown has died at the age of 78. There was no cause of death released when the Hall of Fame made that announcement, but Brown has been dealing with cancer. Drake University has announced receiving a $5 million donation that will support the school's athletics and help fund programs to benefit rural communities. The university said in a news release Tuesday that former DuPont Pioneer president and Drake University trustee Paul Schickler and his wife Claudia made that donation. Of the gift, $2 million will go to renovate the school's Knapp Center, where the Bulldogs basketball games are held. $1 million will go to the men's basketball program. The other $2 million will go to social, economic development, and conservation challenges facing rural America. Northern Iowa sophomore A.J. Green says the Panthers expect to be an improved team on offense this basketball season. Green was named the Missouri Valley Freshman of the Year last season as the Panthers finished 16-18 after making it to the title game of the Valley Tournament.
I think we're just so much more comfortable with it, and we understand it a lot better. All five positions are on the same page now. I think last year, towards the end of the year, you could kind of see it a little bit, how we had gotten better at it, but now a whole nother year under our belt. We're definitely clicking and flowing a lot better in practice.
The Panthers will open up their season at home on November 5th against Old Dominion. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.